power, LBC major problems, Caroline prosecution in April, IBA station news, Kaleidoscope 2 years old, and London local activities.
Details.
At 11 a.m. this morning, 12 midday in Europe, Radio Mi Amigo was 1 year old, and this date ironically coincides with the date that the very same ship was towed from the British coast on March the 2nd, 1968, under orders from the Dutch salvage company, Weissmuller's. To celebrate the occasion, Mi Amigo had a special program at 11 a.m. this morning, live from the ship, with messages from the DJs in their new Spanish studios, from the directors, and goodwill messages from both continental and British artists. Mi Amigo's programming will change next week, as two of the Flemish presenters will be live on board the ship. On Tuesday of last week, the last tender, for the time being, from Belgium arrived, carrying 3 months' worth of deep-frozen food, wine and champagne for today's events, and two of the Flemish jocks who will do the live programmes. This will put a much more immediate feeling into the programming, and several live shows have already been broadcast as an experiment this week, including Saturday's Top 40 programme and some of the programmes earlier this morning. The presence of Dutch broadcasters on the boat will be a tremendous morale booster to the Dutch crew and will relieve the English jocks from tape changes in the daytime, giving them more time to prepare their evening shows. The new live shows will also allow the Flemish jocks to be around in the evening and perhaps inject some life into the flagging presentation of Radio Caroline. The new studios in Playa de Aro have much more modern equipment than the original studios did in the DJs' homes and the farmhouse undercover location where they'd been recording until 2 weeks ago. The technical quality has improved from the cassettes that are used for the recorded programs, as many of our listeners will probably have noticed. As for the Caroline situation, Caroline DJs will now have to join the tender for the Mi Amigo in Spain. But the tenders will now be much more consistent than they have been in the past. The unpleasant part, however, is the 2.5 to 3 day journey from Spain. The three new Caroline jocks are now in Playa de Aro, ready to commence their journey to the Mi Amigo, and we should be hearing them on the air fairly soon. The total move by Mi Amigo to Spain has been planned for several months, during which time the new studios have been constructed, and accommodation was found for the DJs. The live jocks will rotate, and this will ensure that everybody does their time at sea as well as in Spain. This move came just in time, for acting under pressure on information received from the British Home Office, the Belgian and Dutch governments have been having to take action against Mi Amigo in this week. The Home Office has reminded the governments of both countries of their responsibilities under Article 6 of the Geneva Convention on Offshore Broadcasting, to which both are signatories, and they've had to take action which they would normally have done nothing. The action has been the arrest of two Dutch DJs, the interrogation of the Belgian owner of the Mi Amigo, the impounding of various tenders and fishing boats used to supply the Mi Amigo from the other side. These have been tracked on radar from the British coast. The owner of the Mi Amigo, however, is no fool, and he'd made permanent Spanish arrangements since last November when problems were experienced with tenders from the English coast. The Mi Amigo programs recorded in Spain will also be transmitted on a Spanish local radio station with a power of 5 watts. This station, of course, is by no means coincidence called Radio Mi Amigo, and its service area, naturally, is considerably limited. However, this arrangement does ensure that the buildings in Playa de Aro are used, as far as the Spanish government is concerned, for a perfectly legal purpose. Radio Mi Amigo is thus in a very secure position, provided that the tenders continue regularly from Spain. All of the Big K would like to wish Mi Amigo a happy birthday and success in their next year of operation. Radio Caroline personnel will be held in Clacton Magistrates Court on April the 7th. A summons was served on a person living in Holland-on-Sea in Essex, who was, for a time, running a telecommunications link with the Mi Amigo, so it was alleged, when it moved to the Essex coast last September. The summons was brought under the Wireless Telegraphy Act of 1947 by a Mr. Michael Hawkins, who is an employee of the Home Office. And it is not connected with the Marine etc. Broadcasting Offences Act of 1967, under which to date there has not been a summons, although many people have been cautioned under this act. On the 25th of November last, Home Office officials visited a private house in Holland-on-Sea in Essex and confiscated transmitting equipment which they claimed was in communication with the Mi Amigo. A further summons, in conjunction with the Marine Offences Act on this person, has been promised, along with the owner of a boat and a Radio Caroline disc jockey. Music Week will report on the court case in full and will be bringing you further details on this story as they occur. Being 2 years old. Here's a brief history of the Big K. The station was brought together in February 1973 by different fractions of other radio stations, all of whom wanted to show that money and star DJs were not the only thing necessary to produce good radio. The main quantity is dedicated staff who think radio, at least that's what we think. Tests started in late February, and then on Sunday, March the 4th, 1973, DJ Phil Hazelton officially declared the Big K open. At that time, the Big K had only three DJs, Phil Hazelton, Dave Owen, and Pat Edison. The next voice to join later that month was Tony Rocket, and then Dickie Allen. In July, Denny Tewson came, and summer passed with some changes to the lineup. Dave Owen and Dickie Allen leaving the Big K, and Music Week taking Dave's 12-to-1 spot, and Keith Ross Jensen joining in place of Dickie Allen. The program schedule then looked 10-to-11, 11-to-12, 12-to-1, 1-to-2, and 2-to-3 in segmented slots. The lineup between these periods was one which lasted until when KRJ retired from programming, when his slot will soon be taken by our new DJ Clive Thomas. Although Music Week has been going through some changes with the addition of Radio News, Gig Guide, with Lee Oliver and Mark Lawrence doing these two spots, and the singles review spot, of course. Radio Kaleidoscope is now 2 years old, but we hope to have some interesting changes in programs in the very near future. And finally, in Radio News, a summary of the events and activities monitored in London last week. Some unidentified FM transmissions were heard during the course of last week. These were identified on 96.1 MHz on Tuesday, from 2209 onwards, playing continuous music. We'd be interested in hearing from anybody else who's heard this station. The material was continuous light and progressive music. Recognizable material was an album by Johnny Keating entitled Space Experience and a King Crimson album entitled Court of the Crimson King. Radio Invicta say they will be doing an FM stereo test on 92.4 MHz this evening from 1830 until 1900. Monitoring stations should listen for the telephone number, which will be given out during the broadcast, to which they can ring with their reception reports. And Radio Invicta also tell us that they intend to be active over the Easter Bank holiday period with high power on both 92.4 MHz and also on 312 meters medium wave. The format of this station is soul music, and the programming will probably be for a 24-hour period. Radio Spotted Dog playing reggae music was monitored on 192 meters, Radio Veronica's old channel, last Friday night. This station gave a London telephone number and was monitored from 1900 until approximately midnight. Any further information on this station would be of interest. More information is to hand about the LTIR, the London Transmitter of Independent Radio, which is reconsidering commencing broadcasts to the London area on either 96.366 MHz or 94.425 MHz. There was a meeting of the three businessmen who ran the original network last Friday. And Managing Director A.B. Cohen tells us that two of the directors want to restart the service, and that one of them is apparently opposed to it. The reason for the reactivation of the LTIR is that there is dissatisfaction with the IBA stations and the high rental that the authority charges for the programs. One of the directors feels, however, that more time should be given before recommencing transmissions in view of the advertising slump we've been experiencing recently, which he says has been very unfair to the two IBA London stations. We're now told that the LTIR will definitely be restarting, and that Radio Aquarius will be the first station to take up the option, with bank holiday and possibly eventually a regular weekly transmission in the near future. Radio Aquarius, we're told, will be starting test transmissions very, very soon on the LTI transmitter on 96.366 or 94.425 megahertz. So stay tuned for their evening test programs of sweet music. And an important announcement about Radio Kaleidoscope FM. We'll also be taking up an option on the LTIR. So listen for our FM tests in the very near future on 96.366 megahertz. Reports, as always, will be welcome at our usual phone number, 435-4324, or to the mailing address at 71 George Street, London West 1. Our programming on FM will depend on the audience response, as the policy is yet undecided. Finally, I've been asked to apologize on behalf of our program management for the absence of listeners' letters this week, owing to technical reasons outside our control. However, we hope to have listeners' letters back with us next week. Also, another reminder to stay listened to the Earth and Fire special and Dutch music special, which we'll be broadcasting this afternoon between 1 and 2pm on Kaleidoscope. That's the end of the radio news. Your comments and information are welcome at our mailing address, 71 George Street, London West 1, or you can phone them through now on 01-435-4324. This has been Denny Tewson reporting for Kaleidoscope Music Week. This has been Kaleidoscope Pop News Service, fast and informative.